So would you consider moving back to the Philippines when you retire, or would you want to just stay here in the United States and relax?
I'd rather stay here. I love the United States. I was able to see what's out there, unlike back home. I don't think I will be able to get a chance to see the outside of the Philippines. I will visit, but I'm not going back to stay in the Philippines.
Does the fact that Daly City, also known as Little Manila, and being surrounded by Filipinos around this area make you want to move back to the Philippines?
I miss when I those places when I was a kid, but I'm sure that it's not like usual places anymore. A lot of things change, especially the disaster that happened in 1989 or 91. Yeah, Daly City is surrounded most of Filipinos, but it's okay. It reminds me of the Philippines too, but it doesn't mean that I'm going back there to stay.
So, do you think your family back in the Philippines, who stayed behind when you moved here to Daly City, do you think they believe that you abandoned them or helped them?
No, I don't think they believe that we abandoned them. They're happy that we're here and we are able to help them somehow in any ways that we can and I don't think that they feel like being that I don't think they feel like they're abandoned because there's always communication, especially our family is a very family oriented. We are close to each other. And we're gonna keep it that way.
Do you think that there'd be any chance that they would be able to move here, or do you think they just stay in the Philippines?
All of us, all of the member are the member of the families, the members of the family wish they could support them financially to be able to immigrate here. Unfortunately, we don't have that much money to help them all to come over and stay with us here. But they're also trying to help themselves look for something or opportunity that could help them in their lives. It's better there with this type of economy here. Because over there you can be a self-sufficient. You don't have to pay a lot of taxes and whatever kind of tax that we have here. But then again, with other types of opportunities, it is hard to find one over there. And unlike here, somehow if you keep trying, eventually you'll find something that will help you live or survive. As long as you put your heart into it, I'm sure that there will be something for you.
During the struggles as you growing as an adult to a mother, do you think it's worth the stay in the US?
Yes, again, the opportunities is a lot more. That you can, I mean, you have more chances to find a lot of, I mean, opportunities than in the Philippines because, I guess, it is because it's a third world country, it's hard to survive to buy what you want or need. Unless you were a rich person, then yes, it's easy. But if you're just a middleman or middle family or average family, then I don't think you'll be able to get what you wanted or find good opportunities for you and your family. I will stay here because my family's here, and most of my families are here now, and especially my children. And I'm not sure if they even wanted to go there and stay. Their friends are here, their and relatives, and they're comfortable here. So I'm comfortable here too, and I'm not staying back home or going back home to stay. She already expanded, so she's okay there. But my brother and his family, yes, he really needs help to be able to immigrate here, to be able to find a great opportunity for him and his family to live a little bit comfortable than what they have right now back home. Although someone's helping him, his son was able to immigrate here, and he's able to help them.
Based on the other lower class Filipinos living in the Philippines, do you think they should move to the U.S. or should they stick with their own struggle and try to maintain?
I think they need an opportunity to be able to develop their own life, especially education and materials, to be able to grow and develop into higher technology. And I know there are a lot of Filipinos who are intelligent, but because it's less, they're less fortunate financially, and so they aren't able to grow like people in the United States who can afford to go to school and have the financial to purchase all the tools that they need to grow.
And that's the end of the interview. Thank you for your time.